Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer, Jimmy the Bubble Boy. I got an iPhone 5. Ha! Yes.
Rub it in, Greg.
Yeah. And I didn't wait in line. I just walked right in the Apple store last night, got it. I'm set to go. All I got to do is get a submersible case for it, take it underwater, just so I can start taking calls and texts underwater, which is what,
What you do when you scuba dive, right?
And yeah, I guess I didn't want to do that. But I do want to get some apps, like a dive log app and that kind of thing.
I'm telling you, crunches and diet, that's how you get abs.
No, that's not what I was talking about. But there there is an app for that, I think.
Greg, what if Stinky the Dolphin starts sexting you?
True.
Hi, Greg.
Yeah. Starts texting me
pictures.
Improper pictures, yeah, that kind of thing. All right, so who with Dennis?
Yeah, we're gonna talk first with Dennis from Enid, Oklahoma.
Okay. Dennis, you're on Scuba Radio. Welcome. How are you?
Doing great.
I'm good. What can we do for you today?
Hey, listener.
Is this Max Headroom or is this Dennis? I'm starting to wonder if it's Max Headroom.
Let's ask Siri.
Dennis, I'm sorry. We're having a little trouble with your phone. One more time. Are you a new diver? Is that what you were telling me?
Yeah, new diver and also a first-time listener.
Uh-huh.
Which All explains right. a lot.
Okay, better than a nude diver. And a listener that's calling to complain.
Yeah, sexting diver.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. All right, so new diver.
That would be pretty hot.
Yeah, okay. All right. All right, so Dennis, new diver. So what, do you have a question or comment or what? What are you thinking here?
Well, two questions. First is, I've snorkeled quite a bit. And yeah. Scuba is just the natural and love it. So I was looking at getting the Cobalt dive computer. I wanted to see what you guys thought of that. And then the second part is my wife got certified with me at the same time, did great in the pool and everything else until we got out to the lake, and she didn't care for that too much. So I wanted to see if you guys had any tips for me to give to her, for me to help her out with getting there until she gets her ears wet.
Now, only one of us is a certified dive instructor. That would be Greg.
Right.
The dive master.
Me.
However,
yeah.
I will give you perfectly good advice. Keep diving in the pools.
No.
So much fun there.
So you get one of those bumper stickers that said, my wife said it was either me or diving. God, I'm going to miss her. That kind of thing. Let's start with your first question first. About the Cobalt dive computer, that's the Atomic, right? The Atomic brand dive computer, the Cobalt. I haven't used it. I have seen it. It is a beautiful dive computer because it has an iPhone-like screen to it. Which was, that was when it was first launched a year or two ago. That's what caught everybody's eye because the graphics and the color of the screen, especially underwater, really pops. And it's important for you to be able to see what's on that dive computer when you're underwater in a murky environment. It's rated very, very well. Atomic makes top-notch stuff. You really can't go wrong. Little on the pricey side, I believe. But, hey, you know, you want the best, you got to pay for it a little bit, I guess, right? So
no doubt.
Does that help a little bit in that regard there, Dennis?
that does. You like that against the iGills that you guys were talking about earlier? I actually downloaded the app while I was sitting there on hold with y'all.
Well, there you go. Yeah. Well, the thing about the iGills is it's relatively new. I haven't seen their housing. I haven't held it, but I assume it works. In theory, if it does everything it says it does, that's a very cool piece of gear.
And if you're not going to upgrade your phone, it's an alternative to spending all that money on the Cobalt.
True.
Well, I tell you, I've got a 4S, but after listening to you give him all the heck you've given him, I'm going to go out and get a 5 now.
Yes, that's right. So you can turn to your friends and say, suck it! Anyway, that's just
that. And I'm not even due for an upgrade.
Well, there you go.
Well, the iGills does not have a housing for the new iPhone 5 yet.
Yet. But they'll come out with one, I'm sure.
Carve it out of a bar of soap.
Maybe. Maybe. But you know, it could be that the iGills ends up being a backup. You know, you might look at getting the Cobalt first and having a full-fledged hardcore dive computer and then see how these iGills things come out and how they do. And you know, the price of them is actually quite impressive. And you could use that as a backup dive computer. So that's always something to consider as well, because it does multiple functions using your iPhone as a camera and that kind of thing.
Especially if you're going from Oklahoma and you're going to take a dive trip, it is super important to have a backup plan for your dive computer if you're going on a trip. Because if you get there and it's day two and your computer craps out on you, you don't want to have nothing.
Yeah, or at least spare batteries. And trust me, I've had dive computers crap out on me quite a bit over the years. So they're not infallible. So either have two of them or, you know, be prepared to jump back to analog gauges and that kind of thing in that regard. All right, let's talk about your wife. First of all, what's she look like?
No, hold on.
Okay, so she got certified, or she was going through the training in the pool and then went out to the lake. Where is she at in her training there, Dennis?
No, she's certified. She doesn't care at all for the, which is going to be totally different, I think. We've got a trip to Cozumel in December, another one in January.
Okay, what was it about the lake that she did not like? The darkness of it, the low visibility, or the cold water, or what? Or all of the above?
It was primarily the muckiness and the darkness, of her not being able to see what was around her.
Right, okay. Well, that makes sense. I mean, diving in a lake is not far from diving in a... on a night dive. It can be kind of spooky, you know, in these quarries and some of the lakes where people go diving. And you're where again, Dennis?
Enid, Oklahoma.
Yes, I'm guessing you fall in that category. So, you know, what I would tell you and encourage her
the ocean.
To kind of, you know, muscle through, get through that fear of diving at night, because that's what you're doing there in the lakes. You're pretty much doing a night dive. And that is intimidating. It's spooky. It's creepy. If you can't see more than 10 feet or so in front of you, or you have your light beam and that's it, it creeps people out, especially at first. But the more you do it, the more comfortable you get with it. And then when you go down to Cozumel and you can see just like you were on the surface, it will be like the floodgates have opened, the choir starts singing hallelujah, the whole thing. So just encourage her to muscle through and just like, look, you know what's better. You've seen the TV shows on the Discovery Channel. It's not supposed to be all gloomy and mucky and dirty. You know it can be better than that. Muscle through, and you'll be a better diver for it if she can get through that. So is she giving up, or is she kind of on the fence? Where is she at?
No, I think she's good to go with it. I mean, it just freaked her out a little bit when we came across the body down there on the bottom. So
yeah, well, that'll do that. Dead bodies, you know, guns, knives, you know, things like that can be a bit of a turnoff. But if she can muscle through, I'm telling you, it did. You know, when I got certified to dive, I never had my moment until about 10 or so dives after getting certified of having that point where I'm like, oh yeah, this is what it's supposed to be like. And I went through miserable dives. I mean, I was just like, it's amazing I didn't give up. But I knew from what I'd seen on the Discovery Channel, all these beautiful scenes from the Travel Channel and all these destinations, I was like, hey, there's something there. That's where I want to go, but I haven't seen that yet. What am I doing wrong? And I knew that if I hung in there long enough, eventually I would find out where that place was or what that moment would be like. And sure enough, I was in West Palm Beach, and we had great visibility, just beautiful blue water. And I was like, oh my God, I'm on a TV show right now. This is amazing. And it was just one of those moments I will never forget. She will have that moment if she kind of pushes through. And it will. And if she gets through that visibility issue and the darkness issue, it really will make you a better diver. You know, the hardcore divers up in your area, Chicago, Midwest, those guys, they suffer. They suffer. We are so spoiled rotten here in Florida and complain about, you know, the fact that it's, you know, 65 degrees in the winter. And, you know, I can hear the gun starting to point towards the speaker of the radio when we say that here on Scuba Radio. But it's the truth. I mean, we're spoiled rotten. And, you know, but that you that's where you have to, you know, set the line and know that it can be better than where you're at. But it will make you a better diver for it. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into ScubaRadio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at ScubaRadio.com.
Scuba Radio. 51 pieces on the side of the road.
This is a new song from the Eric Stone Band, one of the scuba dudes. Which, those CDs are available at ScubaRadio.com. Eric's new CD, Time to Fly, just released. Go to BoatSongs.com, check it out. Really, really good stuff. He's got the band or some of the musicians from Kenny Chesney on his CD time around. Really impressive stuff. And good to, I caught up with him on the World of Boating radio show earlier. So it was a good time. Good time. Had by all. All right, let's see. Well, let's go to the phones. We got Crockett on the line. Is that the deal? Crockett, you are on Scuba Radio. How are you, my friend?
How are you doing, Greg?
Great, buddy. So what's up? What do you need? What's going on in your neck of the woods?
Well, I know how busy your schedule is during the year, and I figured I'd give you an early heads up. The DUI demo tour, I'm sure you're aware of that.
Yeah, DUI Dog Days, right. The dry suit.
Yeah, Dog Days. Yeah. They're going to be coming through the aquarium and they're going to have an extra special thing going on at the aquarium next August.
Okay. And they're okay.
And this is their 10th year anniversary coming through the aquarium
in Oregon. The Oregon Dive Aquarium.
Yeah, yeah, Newport, Oregon.
Newport, Oregon, okay. And so they're going to do a DUI dive day there at the aquarium, and it'll be the 10-year anniversary of DUI dog days or of the aquarium?
No, 10 years for the aquarium.
For
I
the
think
aquarium.
It's a year for the dog days.
Got it. Okay. All right, cool. So do you need a, I guess, I don't know, how cold is the water there in the aquarium? I would think it would be warmer, but I guess not. You're doing the natural environment
thing
there.
Well, they're pumping it in right off of Yaquina Bay there, but the thing is, the DUI, year before last, I demoed, they were doing a liner, an electric battery-powered liner.
Yeah.
And it was toasty warm, man. I laid down in the bottom of one of the exhibits for about 15, 20 minutes, perfectly still, just to see how cold I could get, and I did not get cold from the tips of my toes all the way up.
All right, so this was a heated element inside the dry suit.
Right, it had switches and batteries and stuff, and they've and they were just creating it, and they've made some improvements on it, made it even simpler to use, so it's like...
Interesting. So is that from DUI?
Yeah, that's the one that they're working on.
All right, so they got like electric blankets inside their dry suits now. I didn't know they were doing that. I mean, I've had heated wetsuit or rash guard thing
right,
that we tried out, but that was for a wetsuit.
It heats up everything, man. It's really, really comfortable.
Interesting. All right, when you say it heats up everything, it kind of creeps me out just a little bit there, Crockett, but that's probably just me.
Oh, it heats up everything.
All right. Well,
yeah,
let's
put it this way. Greg, let's put it this way. Yeah. It keeps the shrinkage down.
Yeah. Okay. And God knows we need every bit of help in that regard as possible. As
every inch of assistance.
Yes. Thank you, Crockett. All right. Is it time for our Scuba Snobs update? It is. And Dennis is on the line to do just that. ScubaSnobs.com. Dennis, how are you, my friend?
I'm terrific, Greg. We're having a great September. Busy, got more stuff coming up. It's good to talk to you.
Yeah, so I know you got a busy September. What is it? Next weekend is the Colorado Dive Show. Is that that's what, a week from? I don't know. It's next weekend, right?
A week from today. Yeah.
Right.
Saturday evening, 5 to 8, and then all day Saturday, 9 to 5. You know, the Colorado Dive retailers used to have quite a show here, probably on par with, like, Tacoma and those. It's a little smaller now, but it's still a fun gathering.
Yeah.
You got a lot of people there, and Scuba Snobs were the sort of unofficial hosts last year, and we've got some involvement this year, so we're looking forward to that. And we're real excited about this year because Greg and Bill and our friends there at Scuba Radio sent us a lot of Scuba Radio things to share with the attendees. So if you're listening and you're in Colorado, come by not only to see, get some Scuba Stop stuff, but some Scuba Radio nifty things, and we some nice merchandise giveaways as well. So we hope to see people there. That's the 28th and the 29th, next Friday night and all day Saturday. It's downtown Denver at the Crown Plaza Hotel. They can just go to ColoradoDiveShow.com. It'll give them directions how to get there.
Excellent. Yeah, just look for Dennis and hit him up and say, hey, you're a snob. I'm a snob. Can you give me some snob stuff? And you'll hook him up some way, either with Scuba Snob stuff or Scuba Radio stuff. Sounds good. All right, let's talk
We'll give some away and we'll sell them some. And
if
they've got books and posters, we'll sign them.
Absolutely.
Selling a lot of merchandise at special reduced rates.
There you go.
The commercial.
Absolutely.
Come and see us at the Dive Show. Get a good deal.
You got it. Hey, ColoradoDiveShow.com or ScubaSnobs.com. All right, well, let's talk about some of the things that is in the Scuba Snobs Guide to Diving Etiquette. Part two. What do we want to zero in, or what do we want to share with the diving world today?
Well, we kind of have a theme today. We have three of the rules we've pulled out of book two that all follow a theme. We've, in some of our speaking appearances, we found that people want to get topic-oriented and inspired by our friend Reef Diver, who's been on your show, a fair amount recently.
Uh-oh.
One of her...
I better turn the delay on.
No. One of her Facebook posters I really like, because you know who she is. I'm going to change it a little bit. It shows a very attractive young lady's backside, and a gentleman friend is squeezing her buttocks.
Yes, don't put your hand in a crack or you might not get it back. Was that the moral of the story?
No, the post that she had said, nothing says love like a nice butt grab. Well, what we have... we don't have that, but we do have a story in book two of when the butt grab was inappropriate, and that is one of the rules, one of the stories that illustrates the ask before helping rule, which is one of our new dive boat rules. Don't help people unless they ask you, or if you ask them and they invite your help. Because you can get into trouble if you think you're helping and you're not.
Right. You never want to ask someone if you can slap their ass.
Well, maybe. Let me tell you what happened. There was a young lady, very attractive, climbing back up on the dive boat at the end of the dive, and a young man who had his eye on her decided he would help her back up. This is one of those small boats where you got six, eight people on, and you all fall over the side, and there's just a little let. So he decided to give her a little shove from behind with his hand to help her get back on the boat. Well, that was uninvited, unwelcome, and so she kicked him right in the face.
Ah, that's not nice. Did she even?
No, but he didn't ask if she wanted help, and so he paid the price. And you can imagine getting kicked in the face with a scuba mask on, eh? He had some damage done.
Just so I understand, the correct thing to do is, hey, may I push your ass up into the boat? Is that the...
Well, certainly you should ask. I would have rephrased, though, Bill. I would have rephrased.
He was using his hands, right?
So that's the first kind of butt rule of the week, and that's the theme of the week, is rules pertaining to your hind end and or other people's. And the first rule is don't be shoving people's butt without them asking for your help. And the full story is very, very funny, and one of the reasons that we enjoy the book and people enjoy the books is we don't just throw a rule at you. We give you a real-life application, usually at the cost of someone else's pride.
Yeah, you know, I love this. We're going to continue it on the other side. You always want to ask before you touch an ass.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
From the Scuba Snobs right now, scubasnobs.com. We've already found out that if you're going to help someone up the dive ladder by assisting with your hand
on their
buttocks.
Well, in this story, it wasn't even a ladder. They were just heaving up onto the side of the boat.
Is that the case there, Dennis?
Well, it's a one-step ladder. Just, you know, picture yourself in just, a little outboard that can hold six people. But, it's a half a ladder.
Right. Now, what if if you assist by pressing their buttocks up into the air, up into the boat, and then right after that says, good game. Kind of like a pat on, you need to ask first on that as well. Is that how it works?
That's right. In fact, kind of an interesting juxtaposition in the book is right after this, story about this fellow who's pushing this woman on her butt up into the boat. The next rule is don't touch other people's stuff, which relates not only to their equipment but also their body parts. But that wasn't part of the theme today.
don't touch their stuff and don't touch their junk.
There you go. There you go. Unless invited. I think we had this conversation a couple months ago on your show. Then there are some things you need to do with respect to your own rear end. And after listening to the discussion today about dry suit diving and staying warm, because I live up here in dry suit country. We do a lot of dry suit diving in lakes and reservoirs here. The next rule doesn't really apply unless you're in pretty warm water. And it's one of the tourist submarine rules. The Scuba Snobs Guidebook 2 is one of the, maybe the only book on the planet that has a section on rules of etiquette when encountering tourist submarines. But one of those rules is don't moon the tourist submarine.
But if you ask first It's okay.
No, that's the earlier rule. No. And you know, it's been reported. Now, it doesn't happen in Hawaii or Southern California in the cold water, but you know, in the Caymans, in the late summer.
And, well, yeah, in places where me and Bill died, there's a tendency to happen more often than not. All right, we got more coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Before Superman, before the Lone Ranger, before Bruce Wayne, came the Cape Crusader. Naked scuba boy, naked scuba boy.
What if you're naked scuba boy? I mean, that's just part of your, you know, presentation. Mooning
it's
is just
thing,
an unfortunate
baby.
Side effect of being a superhero that lives underwater naked. Where does that fall into the Scuba Snob's Guide to Diving Etiquette there, Dennis? What do you think?
Well, you know, we haven't really discussed in our books yet the rules of naked diving, but I would say that even if you are diving naked, the idea of where you point yourself should still be a matter of common courtesy.
Yes.
You know, sort of making an issue of posing in certain positions would seem to me an area that we might need to do some investigation and rule writing on for naked diving.
Yeah, well,
work on that.
You could borrow from your earlier tip about not touching people's junk and things like that. That may be just me. But going
some
back...
Some rules apply in every situation.
True.
But I got to tell you if you're drift diving, it's not as easy to point as you might be thinking it is. It's more of a drag operation.
Oh, jeez.
All right.
Wow. Okay,
well,
anyway.
We do have one other cover-your-butt rule, and this is also in Book 2, and it's actually part of the dress code, and the rule is always wear something under your towel when in public. This is a rule that's more important for some of us than others, but everyone should follow, and we have a great story in the book, Diving Bonaire, and I know that y'all have been there and what great shore diving there is, and you get a pickup truck a lot of times with a tank rack to drive around, you know, to dive the shore sites.
Right.
We were diving with another couple, and the guy didn't like to wear anything under his wetsuit.
Okay.
So he had this ritual where he'd have his trunks on, and he's standing in the back of a pickup truck. This happened right at the end of the airport, at the dive site called Airport, one of the busiest spots on the island. So he wraps a towel around himself, drops his trunks, then pulls his shorty wetsuit on up over his business, and then loses the towel, finishes putting on the wetsuit, and goes off diving. Well, coming back after a dive, reversing the process, you know, pulls his wetsuit down to his waist, puts a towel on, pulls the wetsuit down, but before he could get his trunks on, a passing delivery truck went right by, and again, he's standing on his stage, the platform of the bed of the truck, and of course the towel just went flying, you know,
nice.
Down the road.
He pulled a Marilyn Monroe on him.
Yep.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah,
well,
so we do have commentary. A lot of people nod. He's a nice looking fella. Other people complain, but generally speaking, you gotta think about wind and elements. And this is a rule that also is important on liveaboards. You know, when people are wandering around, unless again you really know everybody really well.
Well, this is one way to get to know everyone really well.
It is. Yeah, and it's also. You know, it's really unfortunate for the person after that guy who was renting the wetsuit that he was using.
Well, yes, there's There are a lot of corollary aspects. The point is, in the Scuba Snob's Guide to Diving Etiquette, Book 1 and Book 2, we present rules, but we present them in fun, and we present them because there's a lot of funny things and fun things that go on. There's good information in the books, too, but they're just some really good stories, and those are among them. And so if you're got to speak to your local dive club or somewhere and you just need to do a little theme presentation on butts and diving, well, you can just go through the book and pick and choose and create your own index. You know what I mean?
Important rules. I've been taking notes here. If you have to help an attractive woman up onto the boat, first number rule was use your head. You can't get kicked in the face if you use your head, can you?
Well, I suppose that's true, but that wasn't quite the rule. But
that wasn't what
nice
we were going
you
for
were
there.
Taking notes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, rule number two is that if you're in a sightseeing boat someplace where Greg and I dive and it's warm, don't look at us.
Yes, like underwater submarine. That's what
you know. That's perfect. Yeah. That's a well-spoken rule, though, and everybody's going to honor that rule.
And number three is if you really want to get to know people on a dive boat, walk around naked.
I don't think it's worded
Did I understand the rules correctly?
Not really. Not really.
If this was a quiz, you did not pass.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Well, that's why
I'm going to have to reread my book, scubasnobs.com.
Yeah. Right. You'll have to go order one. Yeah.
Right. Scubasnobs.com. You can get them both on Amazon.com. If you're a Nook reader, Barnes & Noble has them, and just about any online bookstore, paperbacks, ebooks. Read them, have good laughs, and be a better diver because, as the second book's theme states, you need to read these books because there's a right way to dive.
And just so I understand, it's okay for us to read the books naked as long as we're in the comfort of our own home.
You know, the answer to that question is yes, but just don't tell me about it.
Yeah.
You know, keep that to yourself.
Can I send you pictures?
No. How many months have we had to look at the mermaid picture? Isn't that enough?
Trust me, it gets worse where I come from.
It's never enough, Dennis. Surely that's in your book. But anyway, scubasnobs.com. Dennis, thank you so much. We will catch up again with you real soon, and have fun there in Colorado next weekend, okay?
We will, and we'll make sure that everybody who comes by knows about Scuba Radio if they don't already.
You got it. You just smack them on the butt and say, listen now. All right, there you go. Big Wave Dave is at the Norwalk Boat Show, I believe, this weekend, and is on Scuba Radio right now. Dave, how are you, my friend?
I am doing great up here in, sunny Norwalk. It's cloudy Norwalk, but the pool's packed.
Okay, very good. Yeah, beadiver.com, where you can find out where the pool is going to be. And, of course, it's there in Norwalk this weekend. Little overcast, but are they still having folks in the water there diving and trying it for the first time?
Oh, yeah. We've actually right now got about seven people in and about six people lined up to our last group for today.
And this is like a major boating event. So a lot of folks are up there just playing around. And if you have a boat, you might as well jump in the water and try diving since it's sitting right there in front of you with a pool and the whole shebang, right?
We got the water nice and warm, even though it's a little cooler here in Norwalk. I mean, there's all kinds of boats, from your little kid's paddle boat up to your 68-foot cruisers.
It's a good program. Dave travels the world, travels the country, brings the pool, sets it up, lets these people try diving. Now, we've had some interesting conversations on the show today, even more unique than usual, believe it or not, Dave. And being that you've seen it all, you know, when you're setting up the Be a Diver pool, have you ever had any of these etiquette issues that have evolved that we've just been speaking of, where the people show up, they don't have a bathing trunks, but because you hook them up with something to wear, right?
We got wetsuits for them to wear, so we're all ready to get them in the water and have fun. That's no problem, you know, as long as they just got to want to have fun and go diving. You know,
all right, but you
towels, even hair dryers.
Right, and they have dressing rooms, though. You've never had this towel thing where they change under a towel and then someone...
No. We have beautiful dressing rooms. The only thing we got to watch for is they're not shaking too much.
They're not shaking? What, the divers or the...
No, when you make it a boyfriend, girlfriend, go to the dressing room.
Oh,
one of those.
Does that happen a lot? Do you have your own version of Yankee Stadium's restrooms? And where's the video for that?
You've heard of the Mile High Club, right?
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, have you ever had anyone come up, hey, we'd like to join the Down Under Club, please?
No. Well, yeah, yeah. Not that I know of.
Not that you know of, right.
Oh, this is just plausible deniability. All this is.
And for those people that have done it, remember, they videotape everything that goes on in the pool right there, and it shows
up. Live feed going.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a great weekend here to try diving. You know, if you have a boat, you got to have somebody go clean the bottom of the boat. So why don't you get your family certified and put the kids to work?
That's right. Now you're talking. You can a little double duty there. It'd be good for them. All right. Well, Dave,
I got to move. Right now, right behind me, they're getting ready for their Gator Last Wing show going on.
Uh-oh. I got
he's got to move.
Swamp men or swamp boys are yep there.
Yeah, we got Swamp Master here.
Swamp Master. Okay, it's a master yep or whatever. Yeah, okay. Very good. BeADiver.com. Next week you're in Tampa at the boat show, right?
That's right. Hopefully you'll drive on over and see me for a day.
You got it. We'll give it a shot. All right, Dave, have fun, buddy.
Send those mermaids over, you know? Talk yeah to you later. Bye.
Yeah, he doesn't want me. He wants the mermaids. Send the mermaids over, Greg. I need help cleaning the bottom of my boat or something. Yeah.
I just need to help him get into the boat.
Yeah, we'll have him change in these dressing rooms that are rocking.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Hubba, hubba.
Well,
wow.
Okay. More coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact K7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry and at an affordable price. Go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. On the line is the man. He is the most interesting man in the world, at least in the dive world, as far as I'm concerned. And I don't know if he drinks Dos Equis, but his name is Neil Watson, and he is definitely right up there. Neil, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing fine, my friend. It's a little rainy here in Fort Lauderdale, but that's okay.
That's okay. All right. Yeah. I mean, you know, we didn't sync up last week, but we were going to after we saw each other there at the Surf Expo. And
exactly.
You were there scouting talent. I don't know if you were scouting mermaids like Walt DeMartini was earlier in the show, but you were doing a little bit of everything, right?
There was some great mermaid talent there, to say the least.
No doubt. No doubt about it. Well, Neil, just wanted to check in with you and find out what's been going on. I guess, well, I mean, I know you were over in Tampa at the grand opening of the new Guy Harvey hotel and dive operation. Can you tell us a little bit about that or what?
Oh, yeah, man. I tell you what, they did an amazing job. It's the Tradewinds Hotel over in St. Pete Beach. And the Guy Harvey Expedition branded it. They completely redid it. They have a beautiful retail store there. Working with some of the marinas, and I was over there checking out a couple of the dive operators, and gonna maybe try to put something together. There's some decent diving, you know. It's a little distance out, but there's some big animals out there. But yeah, Guy Harvey was over there, and they did a gee whiz party. They had a big tent on the beach and sand sculptures and ice carvings and food galore and presentation. And very, very, very exciting. Very exciting. It was very cool.
Yeah, right. Now, what do you know about the diving, though, other than you got to go a ways offshore? I mean, because it just gradually ekes off into the Gulf, right?
It's roughly an hour run, but they got some nice wrecks out there and some ledges and a lot of big Goliath grouper, they call them now. Not
right
fish anymore.
Yeah.
Apparently they're in abundance and a lot of big fish and stuff. So I saw some photographs that were taken out there and talked to a couple of the operators. One of the guys is Jimmy Levine with the Tackle Shack. His father was a pioneer in the diving industry. Started the first shop over there, the Tackle Shack, gosh, I guess 35, 40 years ago. And he's got two boats that's running out of the area. And he's jazzed about the diving over there. So
yeah.
I'm looking forward to getting over there and checking it out. You know?
Yeah, well, I may have to join you. The only time I've been over there to do any diving was Venice Beach to go look for shark teeth. And that was fun, but I don't really count that as a real dive because you're just going down there and mucking around right off the beach. I'd love to go off there and actually see some of the ledges or wrecks they have out there in the Gulf. We have this Facebook fan named Reef Diver, lives over in that neck of the woods, too. Have you heard of this girl?
No, but hey, if we put something together, maybe we'll invite him. He can do a radio update.
Yeah, well, it's not a he, I don't think. Well, let me put it this way. I haven't...
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah. I haven't met Reef Diver, and I assume it's we've talked to her, and she sounds like a female. Right, Bill? You'll back me up on that. And picture she's put up on Facebook, she definitely looks like a female.
I've seen fewer women that look more like a female than Reef Diver.
Yeah.
If those are her pictures.
Well, yeah, they are. Sure. Some of them have to be. Maybe they've been photoshopped to town. I have no idea, but she's over in that neck of the woods, and she raves about the diving off of the Gulf Coast there of Florida. So we may have to work that out. But the hotel where you stay at, that is an official Guy Harvey Outpost resort now, right, there in Clearwater?
Yeah,
is that right?
Guy Harvey Outpost. I mean, I've not spent a lot of time over on the West Coast. But I'm telling you, the beach is just absolutely spectacular, and the hotel is like right on the sand. You know, I got two pools, and it's really, really a nice property.
Excellent. All right. Well, Neil, I'll let you get back to it. Well, you might be running back down that way towards Fort Lauderdale for a fun little dive and some lobster in the next couple weeks. But I'll let you know about that, and we'll cover it on the show accordingly. Okay. And if not, then let me know if you go over the Gulf, and maybe we'll go over the Gulf. I'll join you on that.
We'll put it together.
All
Absolutely.
Right. You got it. All right. Neil Watson.
Bye,
see you, man. There you go. Neil Watson, the hardest working, most interesting man in the dive industry. Yeah,
no
you know, we didn't even I should have asked him to share one of his stories because he has a story about everything.
He does indeed.
Most of them we can't really share on the air, especially live. They have to be taped, edited, and that kind of thing. But trust me, this guy has done it all and then some.
He doesn't always dive long when he dives, but he always dives deeper.
He does. Hey, the guy is crazy when it comes to the
depth.
He holds
the record.
Hey, Greg, we're going to bounce down to 250. You want to join us? No. But that's the kind of diver Neil can be.
Nice.
Walt is like that, too, you know. Both him and they're like dive buddies together. Walt likes to dive deep. And you wouldn't know this talking to him, necessarily, when you're talking to him about little dive adventures and stuff like that. But yeah, those guys like to go deep. And, you know, the deeper, the better in their world, or maybe, I don't know.
We should talk about that sometime.
The deeper, the better?
Deeper, the better.
A book. That,
for me, it's the wetter, the better.
That might be
the
a fate.
The longer I get to dive, the better it is for
that
me.
Might...
Not how deep I get to go. I'd rather dive for an hour and a half at 35 feet than dive for 3.5 minutes down to 250.
Okay, so you'd rather go longer and shallower.
The better, the wetter. That's what I say.
Oh, well, no, I say that at the end of the show.
Oh, right. Sorry.
And so, till next week, remember, it's always better.
Downward sweater.
All right, good diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.